From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The House Intelligence Committee has canceled all meetings this week as its chairman, Devin Nunes, rejected Democratic calls to recuse himself from the committee's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. "Why would I do that?" Nunes told reporters Tuesday, a day after his colleague, ranking Democrat committee member Representative Adam Schiff, released a statement calling for Nunes to step down. Nunes's spokesman said the congressman met a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that President Donald Trump was caught up in incidental surveillance. President Trump signs executive orders today that will begin the process of undoing his predecessor's environmental legacy. VOA's Peter Heinlein has details from the White House.
Trump will go to the headquarters of the Environmental Protection Agency to issue orders suspending or canceling several Obama-era rules and regulations. Spokesman Sean Spicer calls it an effort to boost domestic fossil fuel energy production.
This order will help keep energy and electricity affordable, reliable, and clean in order to boost economic growth and job creation.
Environmentalists have reacted with alarm to Trump's climate policies. The Sierra Club's Lena Moffitt says they take our country in exactly the wrong direction. A White House official briefing journalists Monday defended the new orders, saying they'll get EPA back to its core mission of protecting clean air and clean water. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief is calling on Iraq's military and a U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul, warning that they should not fall into what he called the militants' trap of endangering civilians. Zayed Raad al-Hussein issued a statement Tuesday. The UN says at least 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. It attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for western Mosul, Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. Rupert Colville is the spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The most deadly incident occurred on the 17th of March when an airstrike, reportedly targeting ISIL snipers and equipment, hit a house in Al-Jadida neighborhood in western Mosul City. Witnesses reported that ISIL had previously forced at least 140 civilians into the house to be used as human shields. They also said that ISIL had booby-trapped the house with improvised explosive devices. So far, official figures indicate that at least 61 people were killed in this single incident, but the actual figure may be much higher.
That is Rupert Colville of the UN. A government spokesman says two bodies found in the Central Democratic Republic of Congo are likely the remains of missing UN investigators. Spokesman Lambert Mende told VOA French to Africa Tuesday the two Caucasian bodies, one male and one female, were found in Kasai Central Province. Mende said the bodies are probably those of UN experts Michael Sharp and Zaida Catalan, who disappeared in the area on March 12th while investigating alleged human rights violations. He said a third body was also found and is likely the remains of the investigator's driver. Men said tests are underway to confirm the identification. South Korean officials say salvage crews have found a body that may be one of the missing victims of a 2014 ferry disaster that killed more than 300 people. The Maritime Ministry said the remains were found in the area where crews raised the ship's wreckage last week. China is calling on France to protect its citizens in Paris after a police killing of a Chinese father of four children sparked violent protests. China's foreign ministry says it filed an official complaint over the events and urged France to guarantee the safety and legal rights and interests of Chinese citizens in France. The ministry said Tuesday the father was killed by a plainclothes policeman. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.